Welcome to the Weekly Insight Podcast, where we break down the noise of the week and help you understand the psychology of the markets with your host, Andrew Doerr at Insight Wealth Group.
Good morning. Welcome to the latest edition of the Insight Wealth Group podcast. I appreciate you joining us today. As usual, I'm your host, Andrew Doerr. And as usual, I'll start like I do every week and just remind you that what you're about to hear today should not be considered individual investment advice, but instead just my thoughts and my firm's thoughts on what's happening in the market and the economy. If you'd like to discuss how this might impact your personal portfolio, I'd encourage you to give us a ring. Last week was, it was full of opportunities to move the market. Chairman Powell spent 2 days on Capitol Hill testifying in front of Congress, and anytime that happens, that could be good, that could be very bad. But he largely confirmed the market's newer expectations of rate cuts for later this year. That was good. The latest jobs report came out, showed more new jobs last month than expected, but it also showed rising unemployment. Rising unemployment when we're creating more jobs means there are more people looking for jobs. That's a good thing. And wage growth, which is still much higher than we've really seen for the last two decades, continued to slow, dropping from 4.4 to 4.3%. All in all, it made for a pretty good week for the economy. But while Chairman Powell led the economic news in Washington this week, it was the political news that I think really mattered. It's official. The game is on. The general election campaign for the White House has begun. Former President Trump continued his primary dominance on Super Tuesday, causing his last true rival, Nikki Haley, to withdraw from the race. And there is no doubt that President Biden rang in the new election season with a very pointed State of the Union address on Thursday. The truth is, there are not many of us Americans that are excited about this campaign. In 2016, Trump and Hillary Clinton set the record for the least liked candidates to ever run for president. In August of that year, 56% of voters had an unfavorable view of Senator Clinton, and 63% of voters held the same view of Trump. Today, it's not much better. 56% of voters disapprove of Biden, and 53% of voters disapprove of Trump. By the time it's over, they may just set a new record of undesirability. So it's likely you're not too excited to hear me ramble on about this election right now. And you're not going to hear me talking about the benefits of one candidate or the other. But the impact of elections on markets matter. And I think it's important for us to dive into that because it's going to set the stage for what's going to happen later this year. Now, I have talked on this podcast in the past about the significant historical basis for an assumption that presidential election years have been broadly positive for the market. If you go back the last 100 years to the last 25 elections, the average market return has been 11.23%. And more importantly, there have just been four presidential election years, 32, 40, 2000, and 2008, in which the market had a negative return, and each of those years saw a significant economic headwind. There are at least now no such headwinds. The economy's chugging along nicely, and we don't have the valuation problems that we saw in 2000 during the tech bubble, except for, as we've talked about here before, with the Magnificent Seven. So barring any major misstep by the Fed on interest rates, our outlook on the economy for 24 is pretty good. But while the trends are positive for election years, they get even more interesting when we look at years in which an incumbent president is running for re-election. Returns in those years have averaged 15.8%. So why would re-election years have such a significantly different outcome than years with no incumbent? It's very simple. It's the power of the presidency. It should not surprise you that the occupant of the White House, no matter the party, is inevitably going to use the power of their office to help impact the outcome of the election. Why wouldn't they? And this is actually most successful when they're using their office to juice the economy. They want the economy to look good because the economy is what matters to voters. And when they're doing that, that's good for the market. It's also notable, though, that re-election years tend to be the most certain, if you will, of election years. Incumbent presidents are either popular or they're not. The results of the election tends to be well understood by the time we get to the end of summer. That's why we see the market begin to rally the closer we get to election day in those years. Markets love certainty. There is no doubt that this election is going to be one of the weirdest, I guess, ones we've experienced in some time. In fact, it's just the second time in history that two presidents have run against each other for the office. The previous instance was the 1892 campaign between Grover Cleveland and Benjamin Harrison. Harrison defeated an incumbent Cleveland in 1888, but Cleveland returned, just like Trump is now, and he defeated Harrison in 1892. That isn't necessarily predictive of the outcome here, but we can say that the level of certainty that has driven markets in the closing months of a re-election year is not likely this year. It's much more likely that this will be a close, down-to-the-wire election, and you should be used to that by now. Close elections have been much more common since the turn of the century than blowouts. Frankly, the only couple of years we saw significant understanding of who was going to win were the two Obama years. And those close elections have painted a much different picture for market returns since 2000. Instead of a time period where you see the market begin to expand in midsummer and really shoot up as we get 2 or 3 months before the election, when we have close elections, what we see is that uncertainty leads to a ton of volatility as we get into the late summer, and the market doesn't begin to recover until after the election day. Now, the start of this year has been very good. But the point I would draw you to in this data is that that volatility that exists closer to election day is important. In the end, the victor of this election won't have a significant impact on the market. We've seen in both the Trump years and the Biden years that we can make money in the markets no matter which one of them is president. The question for this election year is instead about when will we start to see certainty about who's going to win? The less certainty there is, the more volatility we can expect in late summer and into the fall. It's going to be incredibly important when that happens to remember why we're seeing that volatility. It does not have to be the end of the world, and it may actually present opportunities for us as we trade around the volatility in portfolios. We'll leave it there this week. As always, if you have any questions or concerns, I'd encourage you to give us a call. You can reach us here at the office at 515-273-1333, or you can always visit us on the web at www.insightwealthgroup.com. I hope a little talking about politics didn't sicken you as we get into the start of the week. I hope you have a wonderful week instead, and I look forward to touching base with you again next week. Take care.
Securities offered through Arete Wealth Management, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Arete Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment firm.